Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Christmas Dash. This is a game that I just found out about a couple days ago. And it's a little Christmas type game made by the same developer that makes Haunted Party and Jump Sprint and things like that. I think his name is Tumney. I'm not entirely sure how you pronounce that, but yeah, the game is free, and it's on it's available for Windows and Linux as of the current version. And the premise behind this is you are an elf that's delivering presents because apparently Santa Claus is sick or something. I'm not really sure. It's kind of a strange story. But basically, you have to go from house to house delivering presents, and then you have to leave. The problem is you're not very stealthy, and people will start to notice you. If your popularity goes too high or your score gets too low, the game will basically end. So there is no way to win the game. I wish there was an actual objective. That would be kind of cool. Say, like, maybe if you deliver 20 presents, then you would win. But currently, there is no clear objective. So the goal is just to try to go as long as you can. So I'm going to go ahead here.
Desktop list, Christmas Dash.
And run the game from a shortcut that I put on my desktop. When you get this, you'll have to unzip it and then just run the game executable file, or you can make a shortcut on your desktop or the taskbar, or, you know, basically run the program in the way that you want to do. So I'm going to run the game here.
Christmas-1.0.1 main menu. Use your up, down, left, and right arrow keys to navigate through the menu. To select an option, press the enter or space key.
And there is a help document that you can read. There's a README file. Gives you the instructions for playing and the keyboard commands. I'll try to go through them as best I can.
Menu music volume decreased to 0%.
Page down turns the music volume down. Page up turns it up.
Menu music volume increased to 20%.
As you can tell,
music volume decreased to 10%.
It gets pretty loud. I think even 10% is quite loud.
Start game.
So let's just go through here. So if you use the up and down keys, you can look at the menu here, so we can start the game.
View leaderboards.
There's a scoreboard system.
Score history.
So list your score histories locally.
Settings.
Settings.
Speaker test. Quit game. Quit game.
The speaker test, and then you can quit. I'm going to turn this music down, actually, because
music volume decreased
a bit loud.
Speaker test.
Let's take a quick look at some of these things here.
Left, right, center.
Main menu. Use your up, down.
So that's your speaker test. Make sure that your speakers are working.
Let's view leaderboards. Leaderboards. Select a region to view. Global.
There are different regions.
Global.
If you choose global, you'll view the top 10 scores globally.
North America, your region. Europe, Asia, Oceania, South America, Africa, back.
So of course, being that I'm in the United States.
Global, North America,
I will choose North America.
Loading North America leaderboard. North America leaderboard. Top 10 scores.
And if I down arrow.
1. Tunmi, 405 points, 36 presents.
That's actually a pretty good score.
Position 1. Tunmi scored 405 points with 36 presents delivered. Press enter to continue. Position 1. Tunmi, North America leaderboard.
And if you press enter, it brings up some dialogue text. You can read that. If you press any other key, it will repeat the information. And you can press enter, of course, to get out of that.
1, 2, Zarvox, 315 points, 29 presents.
So you can see the different scores there. You can use home and end to go to the top and bottom. So if I press
back.
If I press end, that takes me to the bottom. If I press home,
1.
Right? You can either click on back or you can hit escape to get back to the main menu.
Leaderboards. Select a region to view. Main menu.
And I'll press escape again. to get back to the actual menu.
Start game view leader. Score history. Score history. 8 total games played. Upload highest score, 95 points, 11 presents. Upload highest score.
So yeah, that's my score is 95 points and 11 presents.
1. 40 points, 10 presents. December 23rd, 2025, 16:30 and 46 seconds.
You can look at your prior games.
Score, 40 points. Presents delivered, 10. Date, December 23rd, 2025, 16:30 and 46 seconds. Press enter to continue.
That's 24 hour time.
Score history. Main menu.
I'm just going to come out of that.
Speaker test settings. Settings menu.
Let's take a quick look at settings and then I'll play an example game and we'll see how far I get.
Change name. Current. Chris.
You can change your name. This is what's used for the scoreboard. So when you first install this and you don't have any data, it will prompt you to type in a name. So I just typed in Chris.
Change region. Current. North America.
I think there's a typo, but you can change your region there.
Wall navigation volume. 60%.
These are the wall navigation tones. They will tell you when walls are in front of you, behind you, to the left or right. Very similar to how Manamon and Paladin of the Sky work.
Narration verbosity. Detailed.
Narration verbosity. I'm not totally sure what this does. I don't think it's documented. It might control the messages that you get from different game events. I'm not sure.
Speech interrupt on.
You probably want this on. It will interrupt with speaking when you press another key. I'm pretty sure is what that does.
Preload sounds at startup on.
Preload sounds at startup. I turn this on because I have plenty of RAM. I have 32 gigabytes of RAM. So if you have lots of RAM, let's say if you have 8 gigabytes of RAM or more, you probably want to turn this on because it will use a bit more RAM, but it should make performance better because the game loads all of its assets before you play instead of having to load them on the fly.
Back, main menu.
So we can go back.
Start game.
So let's actually play an example game. Now, there's a few things that I'll try to explain to you. Oops, sorry, I bumped the microphone. There's a few things. So you start out, you're running outside, and you can hit the left and right keys to turn, but I don't think it really matters. You will run automatically. When you hear a house, you can hit the space bar to jump onto the roof. Then you have to find the chimney, put it in your put it in the center of your speakers or headphones, and press enter to go down it. Once you are inside the house, you have to find the tree. And of course, these are all played on grids, so you use up, down, left, and right arrow keys to do that. I think you can also use the W, S, A, and D. In fact, let me try pressing the letter S in the main menu. No, I don't think that works.
View leader. Start game.
Yeah, so once you find the tree, you press enter to deliver your present. Then you have to find the chimney, put that in the center, and press the letter E to go back onto the roof. And sometimes the roof will collapse, so you're timed, so you have to do these actions pretty quickly. And you go from house to house and you do things like that. And I will get into more details as we go here. So let's start. So now I'm just running. There's a house.
You land on the snowy rooftop.
All right, I hit the space bar.
Drop down.
Chimney is here somewhere.
You drop down the chimney.
All right. Now, you're hearing some background music and Christmas cookies. Wait, where's that Christmas cookie? Behind the wall. There we go. Someone just took a picture of me. I'm going to turn the music down.
Game music volume.
Page down. There's someone trying to take a picture of me. You can press P.
Score, minus 10. Popularity, 10%.
To do that.
Present delivered.
There's the present. That bloop, 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 bloop. That's a person. We need to walk away from him or her. I'm not really sure who that is. Oh. So So when you hear that beep, that means the person has spotted you and is about to take a picture. If you don't move, the person will take a picture of you and your popularity will go up. Where's the chimney? Oh.
You climb back onto the rooftop, walk off to continue.
And here's the music again.
Game music volume increased to 10%.
So
game music volume increased to 20%.
Yeah, I tend to not play with the music turned on. I have it off. But this is what the music sounds like. And this is actually a good place to pause briefly and tell you about some keystrokes.
Score, 0. Popularity, 10%.
So P tells you your score and your popularity. And yeah, W, S, A, and D will let you walk around on the game maps. W obviously goes north, S is south, A is east, and... Or no, D is east and A is west. So it's got some nice music here.
Game music volume decreased to 10. Game music volume decreased to 0%.
The control key will use your hammer. If you're inside houses, it's supposed to bang on the walls and distract the people so that they can't take pictures of you.
Cookies, 1.
Tab will cycle through your inventory.
Cookies, 1.
If you press enter...
Cookies can only be used inside houses. You have 1.
It tells me that cookies can only be used inside houses. If you use a cookie and you do that by pressing F, it will be dropped. Usually they distract people and they will walk over to the cookie and eat it, and that gives you some time to sneak past them and do things. There is some other things. If you hold down Q, if you have snow, which I'll talk about this in just a bit here once we encounter some snowmen, you can hold down Q and you will make a snowball if you have snow. And the way that this works is you have to turn to face the person that you're trying to hit, and different snowballs stun people for different periods of time. But the tricky part with the snowballs is you have to make sure that you're facing the target that you're trying to hit. So generally the way that seems to work the best is you wait for them to target you. So if you hear that bleep noise, that tells you that they're about to take a picture. You want to walk in a straight line away from them. Quickly turn around by pressing the opposite key so that you're pointed back at the person. And then hold down Q and throw a snowball. And that will stun the person for a specified amount of time. And you'll hear different pitches of beeps. The higher the pitch is, the bigger your snowball is, and the more snow it will use. So yeah, let's keep going here. So I'm gonna walk.
You slip off the roof and fall back into the snow.
There we go. Alright, this is a snowman. I'm gonna walk in front of him. I get stunned.
Snow, 10.
But now I have some snow. Here's a house. I'm gonna jump. Alright, now that timer, so I have to hurry up.
Snow is used. You can't. Snow. You can't. Snow. You drop down the chimney.
Alright.
Present delivery.
Now let's see if I can show you how this works here. So we can get someone to come over here so I can show you how the snow works. Come on. Really? They're not coming after me? When I want them to come after me so I can show you how this works. Let's show you how the cookies work. I'm going to press the letter F.
Cookie dropped. No cookies left.
And it didn't work.
You climb back.
Yeah, I think the people have to be closer to you. Let's go to the next one. I got a speed boost. So that's a snowman. You have to put yourself in the middle so that you collide with them.
Snow, 20.
And you get some more snow. You can also hit them with your hammer, like this. But you suffer a score penalty.
-2.
My score is suffering. This is an unstable roof, so again, I'm timed.
Snow. You found the chimney.
The music you're hearing is cookie. Let's get that cookie. How you hit people with a snowball. Do that.
You climb back up.
And the chimney sound has a different step sound. So if you pay attention, you can tell when you've stepped on it. And you just press the letter E to get back up.
Score, -2. Popularity, 10%.
One more thing I want to show you. If I hit the slash key, or no, it's
Floss pad, 2 posts. Press enter to read a post.
All right, so you're hearing the sound of the house. Let me see if I can actually do this.
Increased. Floss pad, 2 posts. Press enter to read a post.
So, pressing the slash key brings up your little computer thing. You can actually see the posts that people have made when they see you.
At present patrol, gag me with a spoon. Christmas magic is real. Number holiday tear. Post by at present patrol, gag me with a spoon. Christmas magic is real. Number holiday tear. Number documentation. Number dark hours. Press enter to continue. Post by at present at frost pad. 2 posts.
So just like in the other menus that we went through, you can press enter on something to get a bit more information. And read the entire post.
At present patrol at Jingle Bell Rock. This is crazy, I tell ya. The kids were right all along. Number. Post by at Jingle Bell Rock. This is crazy, I tell ya. The kids were right all along. Number uncovered. Press enter to continue. Frost pad.
So you can do things like that, and you can read those messages. They don't really do anything. It's just there for your enjoyment. So I'm going to hit escape, and we're going to keep doing this. Oh, and I should mention, too, if you drop cookies and they're noticed, I believe you lose 1 popularity point, so you want to use those to your advantage. So let's keep going here.
You land on.
And you can hear the people walking around in the house.
You drop down the chimney.
Cookie that was left out. Now I need to. Oh, I missed that person. Where's the tree? Oh, no, crap, that's not the tree.
Present delivered.
That's what you get. Chimney. If you press E,
you need to be at the fireplace. 10:10 to leave.
10:10. Pressing C.
8:15. 10:15.
Pressing C.
You climb back. 11:3.
Pressing C will tell you your coordinates on the map.
3:324. 3.
I missed that snowman.
3:351. 2. 300. No hazard.
Ah, oh, crap, I just missed that house.
You land on the snowy.
This is timed, so if I don't come through,
snow
the roof will break and people will know
snow
I'm there.
Is for snow, you can't.
And you can hear people walking around in this house, like I said. Another cookie. So if you hear Christmas carol music, that means you found cookies that are left at houses. Alright, let's go here. No. Where's the tree? Hey! pay for that.
A present delivered.
Pictures. Where's the chimney? Oh, crap.
You climb back onto the score. Minus 22. Popularity, 45%.
So, as your popularity gets higher, the people you face will be more intelligent. They'll be able to track you better. Things like that. I'm not doing too well, but let's keep doing this until I fail. Some more snow.
Cookies. Snow. You land on the snowy rooftop. You drop down the
Getting some cookies that people leave out.
You now have 6.
Now this is a box. This is some items. Now that those tell you where people are, but the other sound you're hearing is
you found a stash. Sleep recorder. Use it from your inventory to put all occupants to sleep. You already delivered it.
No, I'm gonna actually do that.
Cookies. Sleep recorder. 1. You use the sleep recorder. All occupants are now asleep for 30.
Right, they are asleep for 30 seconds. Let's leave.
Climb back on. Score. Minus 27. Popularity. 45%.
So you get some special things that can be used in houses.
You land on the
Where's the
You drop down the chimney.
Oh, the cookie's behind the wall. Can't get to it. Where's the cookie? You're supposed to be able to hit the walls with your hammer too, but it's not working.
Cookie collected. You now have 7. Cookie dropped. Cookie dropped.
See if we can distract these people for a little bit. Where's the chimney?
Nook. You need to be at the fireplace. 15, 15, 15, 18. You climb back up.
Hey, you were waiting for me at the chimney and took a picture.
Score, minus 32. Popularity, 53%.
Yeah, I'm not doing great.
And fall back into the sink.
And
you land on the
The longer you go, the faster you run, too, pretty sure.
Cannot. You found the chimney. You drop. Snow, 25.
Got plenty of snow. Stunned you for- Hey!
Present delivered.
Ah! Oh.
You climb back. Score, minus 47. Popularity, 78%.
All right, I think I'm going to lose here pretty soon, but that's probably okay for the sake of this demo. There's no snow, man. By the way, if you hit those with your hammer, with the control key, you lose points.
You land on... Snow is you... Oh, snow. Snow, you drop down the chimney.
Oh, crap. The tree.
Cookie collected.
Here's
you
cookie.
Now have 1.
Okay. Is it a chocolate chip cookie? Oh crap. Hey. Rude. You were waiting to ambush me there, weren't you? Is. I can't find the country. And I might get caught here.
Cookies, 1. Snow, 25.
Why aren't they moving? They're just waiting.
Thought you're red-handed, kid. Best we make this quick.
Stop calling me kid! I'm not a kid!
We got an elf down. Repeat. Elf down.
So the elf gets tased.
Game over. Final score, -67. Presents delivered, 7.
So, yeah, not the greatest score. I'm pretty sure you lose points every time someone takes a picture of you or you crash through the roof of a house, which of course alerts everyone to your presence. Things like that.
Main menu. Start game. Quit game. Desktop list.
But that's basically how the game works. And I have to say it is quite addicting, very cute, and yeah, it's a nice little Christmas game. So having said that, this will go out Christmas morning. I'm going to put this on a schedule. I am currently recording this on Christmas Eve. So I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And yeah, we'll see what 2026 brings. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, you can leave them. And I will do my best to get back to you as I always do. So you guys take care. I hope you have enjoyed this demo, and I will be back soon with some new content. Bye.